Hello, I'm British singer-songwriter Alan Tyler, and this is Americana in the UK.
Americana is about quality. I spell it with a capital Q too. It's about singer-songwriters, it's about tunes, it's about playing.
This country music's just turned into like a pastiche of itself. It just, you know, it's just a joke now, really. Indie's over, isn't it, really?
I went down to the river to watch the fish swim by.
I always say that Americana music is music from America, and I'm not entirely sure where the country music element comes into it, if it really should come into it, but I do believe that it's real music from America.
We're English people making English music.
It's not all about, like, your dog dying and, you know, you're leaving town in your big red truck, is it?
Each night I leave the bar room when it's over.
It's music with tunes and has a story to tell, has something that touches people. It's something that real, it's rootsy, it's an earthy sort of music with earthy lyrics and great playing.
I just think it's a lovely, wonderful, inventive, poetic music genre that would be great to keep for the fans.
Tonight the bottle let me down.
People are starting to take a lot more notice of music now, as opposed to the last 10 years, because of the dance music and stuff that took over, and now it's becoming real again.
10 years ago, when I'd be shouting from the rooftops about the beauty of country-based music, people would just turn a deaf ear to it. It is a good time to be involved and to be trying to forward what is a fantastic form of music.
The melody and the harmony and the sincerity and the kind of, you know, the obvious country licks. You know, I love all that sort of rubbish. You know, it's like obvious country. I love a lot, as long as it's got a good melody and isn't too contrived.
Oh, fear the hearts of men are failing. Well, these are latter days we know.
There are some amazing bands coming out of the UK at the moment that don't necessarily owe anything to Britpop or Brit Rock or whatever application you want to put on that.
Before I was in this band, I'd never even heard of old country and Americana. I didn't even. How long has the scene existed?
Such a good feeling, shouldn't be bought on the land.
We are putting together an event which is commemorating not just actually a year of the website, but the last year of Americana and what it's meant to people in the UK.
In the next half hour, we're going to be looking at a music genre that's been dubbed the biggest musical movement to come from the USA since grunge a decade ago. All across the country, new bands are identifying themselves with Americana and are finding a growing audience for their music. In Liverpool, the recent Americana One Festival celebrated the British scene, and we'll be talking to some of those acts. Here's Nick Stewart, International Vice President of A&R for BMG, and Virgin Radio DJ as Captain America, on the beginnings of Americana.
Americana basically is to do with a traditional style of American music, and America is, with the exception of the Indians, who are indigenous to the land, is a continent peopled by outsiders, people who came from all over the world. And they therefore brought with them all their own particular cultures and musical styles and musical heritage. And from that, they're developed from Europe and from England, obviously, elements of folk music.
Wind up on the clouds of heaven, cry shall come to earth again.
And early days of the sort of frontier and the sort of taming of the land and taming of this great, huge continent emerged stories of great heroes, great villains, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly, if you like.
Our Abbey weeping, Abbey praying, Abbey praying, when our Lord shall come again.
And Americana really is the sort of traditional history, I suppose, in music, using those instruments like the banjo, like the mandolin, like the guitar, that, you know, early settlers made their music with. It's no more complicated than that. It embroils white man's blues, it embroils black man's country, it embroils... It takes on really every kind of musical genre that goes back to the early part of the latter half of the 19th century, early part of the 20th century.
Thinking about it, it's probably, despite the fact that it is also called alternative country, but it's probably actually got far more in common with the folk movements.
Mark Whitfield, editor of Americana UK.
The Hanson family, for instance, who are one of the big pioneers, if you like, of the 1990s movement, they reckon actually that the whole Americana thing did come from Britain in the 1920s in response to that kind of folk music movement that happened here and actually got taken over to America, but via various channels has come back here now as Americana.
Americana as a genre is a fairly recent genre classification, probably stretching back maybe 15 or 20 years.
Jason Walken, author of the Gram Parsons biography, God's Own Singer.
You'd find people whose opinion of Americana would be that it has been a style or a stylistic idea for maybe 50 years. It's totally a post-World War II musical classification. Post-war American country music is a really broad church of ideas. It sort of embraces the Nashville conservatism and the more sort of wild electric Bakersfield sound, which developed after the Second World War with the introduction of electric instruments as invented by Leo Fender. So that was kind of the revolution that really started Americana, was electric instruments. Towards the 1960s was when the Americana genre perhaps began in earnest, which was the heavily electrified sound of people like Buck Owens and Don Rich and Merle Haggard.
And I don't mind them switching sides and standing up for things they believe in.
The rock and roll revolution of the sort of the mid to late 1960s, development of beat groups like the Rolling Stones and the Beatles, the Kinks, the Who, they actually contributed, knowingly or unknowingly, to the development of what we call Americana today. Particularly the Rolling Stones and the Beatles. I mean, the Rolling Stones recorded songs that were essentially country music from about 1967 onwards. Sort of moving forward to 1968, you have the Byrds, who are possibly one of the most essential components in the development of Americana as a genre. The Byrds are essentially the linchpin for the fulcrum, if you like, of rock music and country music. Before they started out as a folk rock band, essentially they were a band that used folk or developments in folk music instrumentation like the 12-string guitar and the tambourine. And they completely updated that sound with a rock and roll beat. But then they sort of took a left turn into country music, thanks to Gram Parsons.
I am a pilgrim and a stranger.
The acknowledged central figure as regards the modern Americana scene is quite obviously Gram Parsons.
Music journalist and owner of Brighton's The Gilded Palace of Sin Club, David Morrison.
He was the first really to marry the swagger of rock and roll, this kind of Stonesy kind of attitude, to traditional country music.
I don't ever think about tomorrow.
But it mustn't be forgotten that before him, you had people like Willie Nelson and Waylon Jennings and Johnny Cash, who were essentially the punk rockers of their day. You can't get much more in the way of hellraisers than these people. And they were producing, you know, country music with attitude in their day.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around a bend.
So Gram Parsons was essentially just taking those attitudes of the country pioneers from the days of yore and adopting it to his own style, and it's just continued from that point on, essentially.
That train keeps rolling on down the San Antone.
The 1970s section of it, if you like, started, as I said, as a result of Gram Parsons trying to move away from the mainstream of country because of the whole thing with his kind of definition of what cosmic country was.
You may be sweet and nice.
So that's where I see the Americana really comes from, is Gram Parsons.
Bob Patterson, booking agent for Americana bands and Spider Radio DJs.
I think in his lifetime he wasn't that important, but... He's become important since, because a lot of people have been discovering his music, and as the young scallywag as he was, you know, I could see that a lot of people these days do kind of gravitate towards his style and his, you know, his image to write great music and, you know, transcend the genres, because whilst some of his music can be seen as actually very country, some of it's very bluesy and some of it's just right rock and roll, and but you know, musically he was fantastic. You know, what a magnet for music.
Gram Parsons' influence was very subtle on modern music. It is there. Having listened to his music for probably close to about 16 or 17 years, I can hear the influence very strongly in modern pop music, but it's a very subtle influence. It's very tactful,
and that kind of survived throughout the 70s. A bit of a hiatus in the 1980s, but then in the 1990s it came back again. I guess with bands like Uncle Tupelo and Sun Volt after that.
Hometown, same town blues.
It used all the instrumentation that country music used, but it had far more in common with folk music in terms of its agenda.
What's in here thinking of you, who wants to give you thoughts of me?
The second generation of it in the early 90s, there's a big school of thought that says that it did come from the punk movement, really, that a lot of people who listened to punk in their teens and 20s moved on to Americana in the 1990s, and I think partly that was because it is one of the least corporatized type of music that's around at the moment.
The reason I believe that punk rock and alternative country, if you will, are such close musical bedfellows is because the attitudes are very similar. It's very honest music, it's very pure, it's very organic music. And there is a forum for political thought within it, and it's being used, which is really good. But if you just cast your mind back 60, 70 years to the likes of Woody Guthrie, it's just a, you know, modern protest singing, if you will. And you know, it's not anything new, it's just a new take. And these musicians are talking about issues that affect them and affect us all. But as regards today, it is the most visible people. Like Ryan Adams is the figurehead. I don't actually believe he is a country artist in the slightest. I just think he's a brilliant American songwriter with a modicum of country background, really, with Whiskey Town.
Young boy done me bad, I went and did you wrong.
I guess one would say Ryan Adams was the one that turned heads.
Barry Everett, promoter of the Borderline in Soho.
Because he's the one that's selling out you know, Hammersmith Odeons and Brixton Academies and headlining festivals. But again, when Neil Young comes over here, he can sell out, you know, Finsbury Park.
And that's the crossover. That's the old and the new of Americana music that's really shining a light. And I suppose Ryan is definitely, you know, is definitely one of the perpetrators of that. You get high.
And he's got that sort of punk rocker attitude about him, which I think is pretty cool, because younger people are listening to his music thinking, oh, this is really good, and they all think it's, you know, brand new and exciting, and it is. But yeah, when you listen to the album, you can definitely pick up influences like The Who and Jimi Hendrix and Rolling Stones in there, so you know, it does come from somewhere. It's great what he's done, because he's introducing his music to a big audience over here now, and hopefully those people will go away and pick up previous albums and Whiskey Town albums and discover what he was sounding like beforehand, and then from that sort of then take a different roads out to different areas and hopefully find themselves totally invigorated by what they find, because that's great.
But it's what's happening now is the most exciting thing, is the fact that there's young musicians are taking up the baton and moving it much more forward than one would ever thought, and that I think is probably where we're at the moment. It's a really exciting time to be in. Grand Drive, and they're probably the sales-wise the most successful of all the British Americana bands, and they were down here to see the Vessels the other night. The way I'm feeling to
take a chance. Take a chance. Why am I a record executive? I mean, I've always looked for bands who can write their own, write good songs, play well, have a presence, and know what they're doing and have an ambition about them. And the three I've got at the moment, the Vessels, Grand Drive, and Adam Masterson, are not absolutely dyed-in-the-wool Americana acts. They've kind of used that as a way of getting their music heard and seen, but they've got their own, very much their own characteristics and personalities. Some of the styles and some of the playing and some of the songs have a feel for it. None of the lyrics do, obviously, because they don't, you know, Grand Drive don't sing about what life's like in Austin, Texas. They sing about what life's like in Streatham. And the Vessels, who come from Kingston, you know, again, are an English London band. They've never been to America in their lives.
In the past year, the Americana UK website has become a very important focal point for the scene. Here's station manager Chris Walker on how they wanted to celebrate the first birthday of the site.
Over a year ago, Mark and I sat down for a pint, as you do, and said, wouldn't it be great to put on a gig of UK Americana bands to celebrate a year of the website? And it snowballed from there, because we kind of thought three or four bands would be great, and then it turned into a whole complete festival, as is today. This afternoon was almost designed as a showcase. It started off with bands like Anna Cashby, who Mark and I know from gigs in Manchester because they're quite local. We wanted them on the evening thing originally, but then thought, why not extend the afternoon, make it a bit bigger, get quite a few unsigned bands and put them on. And they're all the unsigned bands that are our favourites and have been our favourites. Anna Cashby and the Vessels are the highlights of this afternoon. I mean, the Vessels are great. Once
I
got you,
baby. I mean, we only got signed, what, in April or something, or March? The album was recorded in about 20 days, and it's just happened really quickly, so it hasn't really sunk in yet.
Stephen Friend and Paul Cook of The Vessels.
With the first single, we had quite a bit of luck, actually. Radio 1, Mark and Lard's made it Single of the Week, and Virgin Drive Time made it Single of the Week, so that was quite a surprise, really. London Live have been... He's been the biggest sort of support so far, because he's been playing the first and the second single quite a lot.
Well, the Vessels are only just played here the very, very first time. They're an incredibly young band. I mean, 19 to 22 is their age there. So they're far advanced of their years in their playing ability and their writing ability.
Yeah, that's been wicked. I mean, we had such a good night. We only played there once and he saw us and said, wanted back. And we had such a good night.
It's probably the best gig we played. And I mean, it's always nice having a good sound as well. I mean, today we struggled a bit on stage, but it's always good. You know, there it was a really sort of professional sound, so we were able to just concentrate on the performance.
And the first time I've ever seen them live, and I was incredibly impressed. I mean, they have a great future. We're actually booking them up now for a monthly residency through the rest of the year, so they'll be supporting two or three bands, maybe even three bands a month.
Slightly pop rock with a country air and a nice line in 50s guitar.
Is that what the HMV said?
That was the Independent.
Oh, right,
yeah. I thought, why not say that?
Not like you, I say.
The last record came out on a label called Emma's House, which is a local, it's a vinyl only label.
James Young Johns from Anna Cashby.
We've had John Peel's sort of given us a few airplay a little bit, so it's not been too difficult. It's when you start sort of getting into the money side of it that suddenly people become a lot more cautious. It's always been on a, people like Mark who are, you know, trying to do something themselves, push everyone else a bit further forward. And those are the people that have been helpful to us.
The Have Nots, Liam and Sophie.
I gotta see this through, I got nothing better to do.
Well, see, there's a lot of like Americana, right? A lot of the songs are based on like places like towns and stuff, you know, and it's just the whole kind of feel about it. You can't really get away with singing about Leicester in the style that we do, so I think we lose out on that. You know, it can never be as authentic because you're singing about a country you don't really live in, so
stick with misery and love.
We just stick with misery and love. We can't do road songs.
It's a beautiful life and it's gonna be fun. We can join the circus if you want.
I don't think our music belongs to any country or continent or anything like that. It belongs to us.
Robbie Stevenson and Danny Roberts from the Hokum Clones.
We've learned to describe our music as psychedelic roots music, so that's how
that's
we describe
what we're calling it.
We've been described up by all kinds in the press and stuff, and calling us everything from new ragtime to
crunchy foot stomping and such and such of a thing.
Rock and roll with a bit of blues and a bit of jazz, and we listen, like both of us listen to all kinds of music, so
there's nothing at all. Try.
I mean, I was introduced to the more rocky side of Americana and have slowly grown to enjoy and like and love the more country side of Americana as well. I do love the Arlenes.
Come on, everybody, you've got to help me out. It's one of
I've always strived to... I'm a bit like Buck Owens.
Big Steve from the Arlenes.
Buck Owens had like a code of conduct, which was like, I promised to sing country music and play country music and be a country music star. And although I'm not really a country music songwriter, I've always loved the sound. I think I'm more of a pop songwriter.
10 years ago, grunge took the world by storm. Americana has been called the next big musical movement to come from the USA. Here's Nick Stewart with his view on this.
That is indubitably true. I would say that Americana was now a musical movement that will throw up some global superstars. And one of the things I'm in the business of trying to do is I'm trying to find one or two of them. But I genuinely believe that. I think it is the biggest thing since grunge.
Because we've been so up our own arses in this country with all these prefabricated girl bands and boy bands since 1995, 1996, which is basically the end of grunge. I hadn't really thought about the music coming from the States other than Americana. So I suppose that would be right, really.
I think it's been probably as wide-ranging and far-reaching as grunge has been, but perhaps not as immediately influential on mainstream music as grunge was. I mean, grunge filtered through very quickly out of what was essentially an underground scene located in one American city to becoming like a worldwide phenomenon and very easily infiltrated into pop chart successes. Bands like Nirvana immediately stepped right out of underground cultdom into mass hysteria. I don't see any Americana bands achieving that, really.
I think it's because of the artists coming over. I mean, that's the great thing, and that's the difference. The reason why Americana's doing so well over here at the moment is that, unlike the Music Row artists, the big country stars, who won't come post 9/11, these artists will come over and on the back of a plane and you know, play pubs and clubs all around England. So obviously the music lover is able to go and see them and grab a little touch of America, never mind Americana, by seeing these people.
Considering that this movement, I hate scenes and I hate movements, but it has to be viewed as such here, is acknowledged as the most potent musical force to come out of North America since grunge, which was hugely influential and still is, then perhaps it's still early days. It will happen. It is gaining momentum all the time, and the more of these great bands that come from North America and visit these shores and the more influence they're having on young musicians, it can only get bigger and bigger and bigger.
It's a very big umbrella, the word Americana. I mean, they have Americana festivals around the country now where there are acts on there that I wouldn't have necessarily thought were, they're just rock acts, but that's fine. You know, rock is Americana, it's American music. Rock and roll came from America, and we normally change it and send it back and do well with it. And I think that's what's happening at the moment. The same as like in the 60s when, you know, Beatles and the Stones took blues and rock music and soul music, turned it around into that sort of thing and sent it back to America. We have the chance maybe of reclaiming some of that lost ground.
I think the thing to sort of really highlight though over here in the UK is that there's a big interest in Americana music. And it's getting bigger, you know, a lot more people are learning about it and getting excited about it. And they're getting empowered by going out to see bands live. But over here, not many of these acts are selling many records in the shops, and that's something that I would certainly like to see changed.
Even in Brighton, which is a fairly dance-obsessed city, there are bands coming through. There are five or six I've discovered in the last month alone. Young musicians that have started to pick up instruments that they wouldn't have considered picking up 10 years ago, like a pedal steel, and seeing what sort of noise they can make with it, which is really encouraging.
I don't see it ever being super successful, though I'd like it to. But I think it will always be there, and it's now part of with the English bands playing it. It'll be part of the English heritage for a long time. I think it's, you know, it'll be as strong as folk, jazz, all the various genres of music, and it's a new genre of music that's now caught on, and it's because of the roots, because it takes you right down to your basics all the time, and it touches people's hearts, and they sing about real people, about real problems, about real songs.
From my point of view, from my perspective, what I hear is great music.
My name's Alan Tyler. Americana in the UK was produced by Philip Donkin and is a Burst production.